old stiff pulp or something like that.
Yes.
Generally yellow or white.
I see. Did you have those things that, you know, were on rollers and you can pull them down?
Yeah, they, you pull it down and let it up. Mm-hmm. Had a spring, and there was tacked on a stick. That stick had a spring in it.
Yes, sir.
And one end had a little round thing it showed, and a ketchup there. Another had a little square thing in there. That spring would wind up or down as you pulled it up and down.
I see. What did you call that thing, Jeremy?
Windowshade.
Windowshade.
Yeah.
I see. Did you have those things like you have nowadays that are kind of white and slatted and you can adjust them?
No, we didn't have them then. Mm-hmm. Them's called Venetian blind.
Right. And they came they came along later on.
Yeah, that's right.
I see. Did most people around here have a place right underneath the roof of the house where they might have, you know, storage space or, you know, a place you could walk up to?
No, they didn't know around here.
What would you call a place like that?
Well, I just don't know, because I don't believe I ever seen one or heard anybody call the name of it.
Something like an attic or loft?
Yeah.
What would people around here be likely to call it, you reckon?
I just don't know.
Never heard it called either an attic,
no,
or a loft?
No, sir.
I see. Okay. All these things that we've been talking about, you know, like chairs and sofas and dressers.
Yeah.
What would people call all that together? They just say they have a lot of...
furniture.
Right.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you'd ever heard people call it plunder or something like that.
No, I don't believe I ever did.
Okay. You were telling me about the kitchen in your house. Did people around here, have you ever seen a house that, where the kitchen was built away from the house?
Yeah. That old house we had down yonder, kitchen was built away from the main part of the house.
Reckon why they did that?
Well, I just couldn't tell you why they did.
I was wondering if it might have been because of fire.
Well, it could have been. Mm-hmm. I just never did think very much about it.
Yes, sir. I see. Well, did you have a little room right off the kitchen where you might keep dishes or canned goods?
Yeah, they call that the little side room. Most everybody had them.
Yes, sir. Say, if you had a lot of old broken down things, you know, like a broken down chair or something like that.
Yeah.
What would you call stuff like that? You just say you had a...
Generally, they call it junk.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right. Do people have a regular place where they kept that stuff?
Well, most of them do now. They call it the junk house.
They'd be out back somewhere?
Yes, sir.
You reckon they'd ever have a place inside the house? Maybe.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. I see. Let me ask you about an expression you might have heard. Say if a woman, when she gets up in the morning, she might go around the house and dust a little bit or straighten something, you know?
Uh-huh.
What would people say she was doing if she was doing that?
Lord, I don't know.
I was wondering if you'd ever heard people say, well, she's cleaning up, or she's straightening, or picking up.
I just never did hear nobody make that expression.
I see. Okay. Well, say if she was cleaning up, what would she probably be sweeping the floor with?
A broom.